Yomah Tashkia. So I'll just share a short idea. I actually mentioned yesterday at the Hachnasa Sefer Torah, a very beautiful idea from Rabbi Soloveitchik. The Rav points out that when a person, when you write a Sefer Torah, so the halacha is that the ksav, the writing of the Sefer Torah, has to be done l'shem mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah. Anybody who wrote a letter in the Sefer Torah yesterday, so that there was a sign there that you have to say aloud, I'm writing this, I'm writing kosev l'shem mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah. So that we know. But the halacha is also that when you create the klaf for the Sefer Torah, the ibra klaf also has to be done l'shem mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah. And the shaila is why? Why the ink? I get it. That's the word of the Torah. The cloth is just the background. It's just the reka, right? It's just the place where the ksav is held. And so the Rav said, no, that's exactly the point. Right? That what the halacha is trying to teach us is that it's not only the text of a Torah that needs to be done with a consciousness, right? The halachos, Talmud Torah, mitzvos, learning, davening. Chesed, all it's done with the consciousness of what I'm doing Avodas Hashem. But even the context, even the atmosphere, even the klaf, even the way that we teach Torah, that Torah is given over, right? It has to be done in a way that's beautiful, in a way that's thoughtful, right? The space in which Torah is taught, the way Torah is promoted, the excitement, the neshama, the fire, the song of davening, right? The elements of Jewish life, which are not halacha, but which bring the entire Torah to life. And that's really what the reason why you need both a kavanah lishma for the text, but you also need a kavanah lishma for that which holds the text. And I thought that it really is connected very much to Chanukah. Because my brother said over this idea the other day, he said, why is it, right? Why is it that we have a concept of mahadrim, mina mahadrim? You hit a mitzvah in every mitzvah, right? Esra will give a little, whatever. Here, mitzvah exists in many mitzvahs, but mahadrin, mina mahadrin, you only have that when it comes to Chanukah. And why is that? And so maybe the answer he wanted to offer is that when it came time for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, right? So with the lighting of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, so we didn't need it, right? We didn't need to do what we did. And at the end of the day, Tumah Hutra B'Sibor, you could have used the Tamei Oil if you wanted to, right? The halacha would be permissible. Just fine, check off the box with using the tamei oil. But what did the Chashmonaim say? We don't want that type of Yiddishkeit. We don't want a Yiddishkeit where I check the box. I don't want a Yiddishkeit where I do it. It's permissible. It's fine. It's allowed. That's not the type of Yiddishkeit they wanted. They said they wanted mahadrim mina mahadrim. We're gonna light only the tahor oil, and we'll do what we have to do to find the more tahor oil. But that we want the best. So what did Ribono Shel Olam respond with? You want mahadrim mina mahadrim. You want to do it so special, so nice. I'll respond back by making the miracle of the oil that it continues to last. The chiddush, or maybe the hischadshus that came at the time of Chanukah was, I don't just want to check the box. I don't want to live my life right. Yeah, we could all light one near Chanukah on the windowsill and finish. And instead we light beautiful menorahs with beautiful oil in the most beautiful way. Why? Because we're not satisfied with a Jewish life that is just check it off. That's not what we want. And so I think maybe if we're thinking about what it is that Chanukah should mean to me, besides just eating really delicious food and being with my family, right, is that Chanukah is a time for that hischadshus, that reminder of I don't want to just be Ikar Adin. I want to be a Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. I want to care not just about the text, I want to care about the klaf. All of it, the Shem Shemayim. When we do that, you have that concept, that recognition of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, not just in the mitzvahs in our Chanukah, but in our lives as Jews. So then maybe, hopefully, we'll continue to inspire ourselves, not just during the days of Chanukah, but for the time that goes forward after.